Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Casterbridge podcast with a K. Reaction Cast.
Do we have special music for Reaction Cast?
We don't yet, no.
No.
Maybe should one day.
One day.
Yeah, one day. So, ladies and gentlemen, basically, we're doing a Reaction Cast to just discuss Peter Capaldi's Doctor's look. Simple reason, we record the podcast on a Monday afternoon. And
yeah.
This news broke at sort of 6:30-ish on Monday evening. So we've missed it in the podcast. So we're giving you a little extra podcast. You're getting two extra podcasts this week.
Which proves, doesn't it? It proves that our listener is the BBC, obviously clearly wanting to try and prevent us from reacting too soonly. Too soonly.
Soonly.
Soonly. I like that. Reacting too soonly. They waited a couple of hours, guessing roughly when we'd have finished.
Pixies, we should stop telling the world while we're recording, shouldn't we?
We should, shouldn't we?
Sort that problem out.
Twitter, yeah. Anyway, so soonly after that, we decided that we'd do a reaction cast on this.
Yes. No, you've probably seen it. It's a suit, essentially, with DMs and no tie. The BBC tell us that the Doctor sports a dark blue crumbly coat with red lining, dark blue trousers, a white shirt, as well as black Doc Martin shoes in a look created by Doctor Who costume designer Howard Burden. Capaldi himself, I won't do the accent. He's woven the future from the cloth of the past. Simple, stark, back to basics. No frills, no scarf, no messing. Just 100% rebel Time Lord. What do you think?
I don't know. I find it interesting that they seem to have a cast iron archetype of what a Time Lord rebel would be like. And ergo, he'd be wearing a sort of Victorian-esque coat, tied up shirt. And, you know, that's what they sort of sport. Mm. When they rebel against the Time Lords, you know? that's their James Dean, I guess, of the Time Lords. I don't know. I mean, I think there's a hell of a lot of Matt Smith's last season in it. The style of the coat reminds me very much of his purple one. Mm-hmm. I quite like the idea. It's quite simple. Some might say, and I won't be one of them. Well, I will now. It could be argued a little unimaginative.
Right.
But I don't know. In a sense, it's kind of quite clever because it's almost like what Capaldi has been desperately trying to point out, that he's not an old man. He's still quite vibrant and probably virile and, you know, full of energy.
Well, let's hope so.
He's not. Do we hope so? What are you hoping? They did say it's going to be very raw the next season. So maybe we'll see action of a different kind. But he's... That'd be interesting, wouldn't it, Miss Coleman? But we've got something which has got the top half is quite, as you say, is quite traditional in its own way, yet still quite stylized in its tailorship. Yeah. The bottom half is quite energetic, isn't it? Because you've got the Doc Martens, you've got the quite loose trousers as well. So you get the feeling of someone who is, you know, who travels a bit. Mm. It's not the sort of, it's not a Victorian style bottom half. So you've got. It's almost a bit like you've taken Matt Smith's first season and Matt Smith's last season and wedged them together because his trousers were quite like that with the Doc's sort of quite heavy boots. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I quite like it. I was uncertain at first. It's growing on me. I like the red in the lining, and I like the fact there's no tie.
Yes.
I'd like a better look at the collar area just to see what sort of shirt it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just get an idea of on you know, like the shape of the collar and stuff like that. But on the face of it, I like it. One of our contributors, Elton Tarnan Jones, put a photo on Facebook of the Doctor in that. Well, it's basically that photo enhanced with a levitating woman, a top hat, some doves, and a rabbit and a few rabbits.
Well, there is truth there. There is truth to be found.
Yes. But I like it, and it's going to form part of our new Casterbridge background as well very shortly.
Yeah, because as Casterbridge pointed, there's been a few leaked pictures on Twitter of him with the police box again, very clearly tailored for the new series with a thinner pillars, a sort of a thinner box, mm-hmm. which is quite nice as well. Which I think the only thing that bothers me a little with this is that I was kind of hoping, in an odd way, that with Capaldi being quite old, silence your phone, man. Being quite old, I'm not very old, but, you know, mature, should we say. He's, you know, God, he's not that much older than the rest of us, I suppose. But they'd have perhaps gone with something a little more casual and contemporary, I'd have thought that'd have been quite interesting. Something a little closer to what they were doing with Eccleston.
Yeah.
While this, again, as I say, it does feel like they're trying to sort of give him a certain dignity while trying to suggest, as I say, with the bottom half, a little bit of energy. So I can understand what they've done here. And the redlining is very Pertwee-esque. It reminds you of the Pertwee Co., which I think is intentional.
Well, Tennant's was quite contemporary as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was very contemporary. And I thought that really worked.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's probably a little too tailored to the sort of slightly Victorian, Edwardian look than I'd have liked. I think the collar's probably, I agree with you, is the bit that I don't like. I quite like the coat. Mm. It's the collar, that bugs me a bit. Okay. Maybe if that was undone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. And I noticed from the... it depends on the shirt. Like I said, it needs a closer look. I mean, it could be that the shirt, that the button area is actually quite prominent, in which case that would give that collar some justification.
Yeah. I think the other thing I'm not too sure about as well is the single button.
Right.
Because on some of the shots on Twitter, it gives him a sort of slightly pinched look.
Right.
As if his belly is sort of protruding out. It looks like you couldn't actually button it up, and if you did, he wouldn't be able to walk. So it makes it look like it's a little small for him.
That can't.
There's a shot of him walking down the street with Jean-Louis Coleman, and it just looks a little tight.
I wanted to come to that shot, actually.
Yeah.
Because she's appears to be wearing the same clothes.
As the last...
As the last time we saw her.
Right.
This is like at least two episodes after. So she's going to be smelling a bit, isn't she?
Well, I mean, if we go by that, I mean, what must have the odour of Adric been like? Or or even the odour of the Doctor himself, because at the time, I think aside from a change of jumper, his costume didn't change. So maybe, I always sort of imagine the TARDIS has some sort of, because the TARDIS lives in a sort of, I was thinking perhaps being Gallifreyan, he might have a little more than aircon. That it perhaps had some sort of... I always wondered if you stayed a long time in the TARDIS, you didn't age much, as if, you know, that relative...
This relativity, is it we're getting into?
Yes. Okay. It means there's a certain sort of stasis about it, which is why I kind of wondered why, you know, guns would work, or in theory they wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Is there's a sort of stasis. So if you stay in there for a long time, you wouldn't age that much. So maybe the same would be with your clothes. You wouldn't need to bath that much either. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a two-parter in the opener. I mean, what makes you so certain that this is a second episode? I mean, you know, because it could all be done in blocks. So
yeah, well, it could be done in blocks, and this could be part of the same block. It doesn't appear that they're in. It appears they're in modern Cardiff,
well, that's true.
As opposed to a Victorian town, probably London.
I mean, at the same time, I mean, as far as I'm aware, the show has a time machine, so it could within the same episode.
Jumping about in single episodes is getting a bit sort of 2000s, isn't
it? Don't like that.
No.
No, I know what you mean, because it sort of truncates the world that it tries to generate.
Yeah.
You want to try and spend as much time in a certain area as possible to get you to really feel and drink it in.
Yeah.
You start jumping around. I mean, the worst one for that was probably Silver Nemesis, where that box was just going everywhere in the first episode. It just didn't stop.
Yeah.
Landing here, there and everywhere. But yeah, I know what you mean. I would like it to stay in one setting.
Okay. So can you see this costume developing? I think it's probably going to, isn't it, over time?
It'll have to, yeah. It'll be interesting to see where they go with it. Because, I mean, in the end, they don't know, really, do they?
No.
When you start off, you kickstart a costume, you're not sure where it's going to go, unless it's Colin Baker's, where you decide it's not going to go anywhere, and you might as well just,
make it look like a
twat show. Yes. No point changing this one. But by and large, Baker's was quite interesting, wasn't it, Tom's, the way it changed?
Yeah.
Went through quite a few variations, and I quite liked the last look carried that sort of far more somber and serious attitude to the show, which I thought was quite clever. And the same with McCoy's. It's just a pity they never got rid of the pullover jumper.
Evil question marks, yes. Yeah, well, look, we have no evil question marks.
We don't know. He may have a big question mark on his shirt underneath. That's why he has it buttoned up.
He have a question mark tattoo that he got done on a drunk night out in the 1980s.
He might. Yes, I suppose so. I mean, especially if we're going down Pertwee routes, where he had his...
Which I suppose that takes us to that drunken time tunnel sketch from the Alexei Sayles show, doesn't it? Capaldi was in, yeah.
Was he in that?
He's in that, yeah.
Oh, right. I mean, I vaguely remember it. I used to love the Alexei Sayles.
Yeah, he's in that. He's like the one that isn't Alexei Sayles, basically. He's the other time traveller.
Who's the leader of the gang as fat as he can be?
Oh, yeah.
Alexi, S-A-Y-L-E.
Yeah.
Who is that? Yeah. That was brilliant times. Brilliant times.
Right. So, the end of our Casturbaris reaction cast with a K. Our normal podcast will be along later in the week, as will our Brian's interview with Simon Fisher-Becker. But until then, you have been a great audience listener. Bye-bye.